What you are about to hear is a labor of love. Our love is for the music, and the music is for the people. We at Rockstrex 10 and CNJRadio.com have always recommended that any music we promote on our shows be legally purchased, downloaded, and/or streamed. We feel this way not only for our network of shows, but for all music-based shows. By supporting the artist in this way, more music can be created and the industry as a whole can prosper. The music is owned by their respective labels, or hopefully by the artists themselves. This broadcast is owned by CNJRadio.com. Our only mission is to promote the music we love and promote the legal purchase of it. Enjoy the show and turn it up.
Welcome to Rockstrex 10!
Wash you out of my eyes. Too many bad times of loving you. Now I gotta realize that I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. 'Cause lightning never strikes twice in the same place. I can't live without loving you. Carry on in the same old way. Do anything that I want to do. Say what I want to say. 'Cause I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. 'Cause lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Lightning strikes. Your kind of woman just drags me down. I wanna put on a ball and chain. I was king till you took my crown. I wanna win it back again. 'Cause I can throw you right out of my mind and put you right back in your place. Lightning never strikes twice in the same place.
Welcome to Rockstrex 10, the show guaranteed to always give you 10 songs, no more, no less. My name is Joey. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show here today, especially if you're doing it at the central station of CNJRadio.com. Okay, so I am doing another, I guess, obligatory birthday show this year. I think most years I've done this show, I've tried to do some sort of decent celebration for my birthday, and I've been doing this show for over a decade now, and I still can't believe that I haven't done this one yet. If you knew how my brain worked, then you'd be me. No, but if you knew how my brain worked, then you'd be surprised to know that I just thought of this theme like a few weeks ago, and I was like, holy shit, never done this on the show before, so this is easy. This one's so good, I'm definitely going to probably just do this again next year, because there's plenty, I could probably do it for the next couple of years, to be honest with you. But simple enough, my birthday is on March 13th every year, and today we're doing songs that clock in at 3 minutes and 13 seconds. I've never thought to ever look at songs with this length on it. You know, it's like I'm into numbers to a point, so that's why I'm just kind of blown away by this. But I have come to a decent conclusion that 3 minutes and 13 seconds might be the perfect time for a song. Like, it's all you need. So I hope to prove that point as I revisit this from time to time, including today. So we kick things off with a great band right there, The Move, out of the UK. The Move is a band that I pretty much solely got into through my fandom of Kiss, because that was one of the bands that they really liked that wasn't big over here. They were big in England, or decently big, I suppose. That was the band that Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne both came from before they started Electric Light Orchestra. And apparently this is around the time that Jeff Lynne had joined The Move. And that song right there, Lightning Never Strikes Twice, was the B-side to a killer song of theirs that would later be covered by Cheap Trick, a song called Brontosaurus. So by definition, that makes that single probably one of the greatest singles of all time, because I equally love that B-side right there, Lightning Never Strikes Twice. Such a cool song right there. Despite the little trail off at the end with the zitar, it's a sign of the times. But great song. They wrote some perfect pop rock songs, so go check out their stuff. If you do anything for my birthday besides let me know that you're actually listening, then go listen to some Move. You'll be glad you did, and I'll be glad you did. So when it comes to looking up songs, easily enough, you still have an active iTunes library, which I do. I don't ever update the software, but I load my CDs into it still, and I still buy CDs. So you just go on there, and then you click time, and then that's how you get to it. It's really easy. This is like one of the easiest episodes, besides just narrowing it down. This is one of the easiest episodes that I've ever done. And of course, the idea is also, it's my birthday, so let's play some of my favorite acts of all time. And or I just want to try to get some songs in that I've never been able to work into a theme before. So I'm going to take care of a lot of fun stuff on this potpourri type show. And I can't have a birthday without inviting this guy right here, my freaking spirit animal. He's going to kick off this next twofer. Yes, I'm doing twofers pretty much all the rest of the way through because it's my birthday and I shouldn't have to work so hard. But yes, of course, my spirit animal, Mr. Diamond David Lee Roth. Here is the only David Lee Roth song that clocks in at 3 minutes and 13 seconds, and that would be this one right here from the DLR band record. This is Lose the Dress, Keep the Shoes.
Self-respect. Thank you. wish I may. I wish I may. And with any luck, I will tonight. But before we do, come here, you. Lose the dress. That looks great.
Rapping all alone, nothing but my microphone over. Something warm, I hold it next to my bone hole. But fur fleshing me, nobody coming down my street. So I grit my teeth, bleep bleep, choose electric sheet. Deep waters I travel, unravel in my pastimes. Sardines and crackers, Kool-Aid, Vienna sausage, I'm fine. No lights in the house, so the shit is spooky. Stocked up with no 2-for-1, she vanilla, chocolate cookies. Cassettes cover my floor, post a Bobby Brown wild. Kumo D with a poster, yo. High alignment now, an only child with style, yo. Plus I never smile, kids wanna go play outside. I'd rather stay inside, then one day when candles low, someone talking to me pulled out my knife. Say you better stop fucking with me, he said. Yo, I come in peace, I put down my piece. To it known that rambling motherfucker, yo, it's me.
What kind of place is this? I need your help. What kind of place is this?
Back up in the days of the cop wearing cooler and karma with Isaiah White, man. I'm MC Abdullah, baby, hang out the bathroom stall. Rambling to myself, yes, just talking to Abdullah. Is this God, don't stop. He said, Abdullah, how you doing? Life treating you well, hell, you're getting good grades. What you think about Michelle? First of all, life sucks, shucks, I don't give a fuck. Motherfuck, school and Michelle, I'd fuck her in her butt. What about your girlfriend, Anna? For fan of a lemma, clam my head, I shit up, don't stop, man. I bust your lip, man. Lunch bell rings, dudes cry into the bathroom. I go quiet my stall like a mummy's tomb.
Lone Rambler. What kind of place is this?
Lone Rambler.
I need your help.
Lone Rambler.
What kind of place is this?
Lone Rambler.
These other people.
And back in my house, filling the creek, looking at the stars, let's look back, let the cold, that's your 99, blue, who I'm feeling blue, what can a nigga do, low points in my life, see a god, no friends, no cool shoe, so I'm talking dope style, on my partner Abdullah, play my body ray tapes, and now we smoke on the rulers, they keep a nigga focused, hocus pocus, nobody knowing that's who my best friend, I'm like, ha. Fall, walk through the valley of death. Ain't nothing left, no grasshopper. Call me Grendel, nigga, walking with Reggie. Dark spells when I'm snorting the granulated sugar on the final Rick Barron day. I'm with these two brothers, Abdullah, dope style, Ab style.
What kind of place is this?
All right, there's a fun random twofer for you right there. We kick things off with Diamond David Lee Roth and the DLR Band, of course, now famously featuring John 5 on lead guitar right there in the would-be Eddie slot. But that was Lose the Dress, Keep the Shoes. That whole DLR Band record is phenomenal. I don't think it's on any of the streamers right now. It was an independent release anyway, so go find a physical of it. Definitely worth a purchase. It's an essential album in anybody's catalog. But yeah, after that was an album from, I think it's around 2005, I want to say. Something like that. I don't have it in front of me, but I do own it physically. And so that record was officially by an act called Cutmasta Kurt, featuring MC Dope Style. And the album is called Dope Style 1231. I love the production on this whole record. I love the rapping on the record. It gives me a nice old school vibe. And hearing an album like that in the 21st century from that particular genre is like the sighting of a rare elk or a total eclipse of the sun. Like, it's not often that it happens. So embrace it while it's around. But yes, I got into Cutmaster Kurt through him being one of the predominant DJs of Cool Keith while he was a solo artist. I'm a big Keith guy. And he put out this record as a solo project, and he's got this guy rapping on an MC Dope style. And it's just got that feel to it, that real hard rock vibe. But, like, good flow, good lines. It's one I can listen to over and over again because you hear different lyrics in there. And if you listen to that song three times, you still wouldn't process all the lyrics. That's just the way it goes. Plus, conveniently, Cool Keith makes an appearance on it. The great Del the Funky Homo Sapien makes an appearance on there. So it is, for my money, damn near a perfect rap album. And it's got that whole kind of heaviness throughout the album. It's not just the novelty song of the record. It's very much in that really good hard rock and rap vibe. So, yeah, it's a fun record. It is super fucking obscure. Like, hip-hop people don't know this album. So this is like my speakeasy. This is how I like throw down if I'm talking knowledge with people. And, you know, if I want to get out of my old man bubble, I throw in something like this. And they're like, I've never heard of this. And it happens every time. And honestly, I just got lucky with this one because this one showed up to my old CD store as a promo. And I was like, wow, this is tremendous. So, like, I got lucky. I got a freebie of it. Then I actually wound up buying a real copy of it later because I love the album so much. But, yeah. So I'm just glad that happened. But yeah, that's just a track from an album I've never been able to work into any show. So I'm glad to share that one with you here today. And speaking of sharing, this next twofer is, of course, stuff that I like a lot as well. But I'm sending this one out as a dedication to my lovely, perfect, beautiful, better half, my wife, Nola. These are two songs I know that she would especially like and appreciate. And they happen to clock in at 3 minutes and 13 seconds apiece. So speaking of stuff that's not so much known as being a rock thing, kind of like that last track, which it totally fucking rocks. Let's get into something that people wouldn't think about when it comes to rock music. But this is definitely, I call it a rock album. It's got a lot of rock and pop influence and power pop influence in it. And it's definitely one of my favorite non-obvious albums that people wouldn't think that I would own. It's one of my favorite non-obvious albums of the last decade and change. So to kick off this twofer, here's something from the awesome album Secondhand Heart by Dwight Yoakam. This one's called She. She'd rather show you what's really, really All right. There's a fun pop style, rock style too for right there. Kicking things off with Dwight Yoakam's She from Secondhand Heart. Great record that you should go check out. And another great record that you should go check out. And it's been harder to come by in these last few years. But good news, this album is actually going to get a Record Store Day release next month. So hallelujah. First time on vinyl. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to get it. I might get it twice, but I do have the CD still, and that's definitely still important. But that was Tinted Windows, the one and done, the one-off supergroup. That was Bunny Carlos, formerly of Cheap Trick, on the drums right there. James Iha, the Smashing Pumpkins, on guitar. Adam Schlesinger, the late, great Adam Schlesinger right there on bass from Fountains of Wayne. And on lead vocals, if you didn't know this, on lead vocals, that was Taylor Hanson. Yes, of Hanson. And what a great, great group to represent a, like, just a power pop giant of a record. So yes, Tinted Windows. It'll be in your local independent record store very soon. So go get that one right there. This next two for right here is really special to me because I did something that is something I should be doing more often. So just to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit, like every other week, my best friend and the C of CNJ Radio, you hear him on the countdown shows every time. My brother Chris, he comes over every other weekend, basically, like on every other Sunday. And we watch an old school wrestling show and we review it for the Wrestling House show. It's an excuse to hang out. We never actually just hang out as much anymore, which isn't either of our faults. We both have shit to do. But I feel like if you still have that best friend, your ride or die, if you will, that's what the kids say nowadays. If you have that best friend, make a point to hang out with them on a consistent basis, even if you just have to find an excuse. But what I'm getting at is the other day this week, I actually trekked out and went to see him where he lives, because he normally just comes out here and I selfishly make him come out here. Also, the recording equipment's here and it's set up. So yeah, okay. I don't feel as bad. But what I'm saying is, like, I actually enjoy going to visit him out where he lives. And it's about an hour and a half trek. So I'm just in there going, man, this guy drives an hour and a half. So he basically drives 3 hours every other week to hang out with me. So it's fucking badass. And I love him for it. And I never reciprocate. So what I'm getting at is just going out there a few days ago, I really loved it. And it was just a fun day to goof off. And honestly, we just sat around and talked the nerdy shit that we always talk about, like movies and music and stuff like that. And we played video games all day, just like we used to back in the day. And it's weird. It's nothing that's like forced in a sense of like, oh yeah, I guess we better do this. Like, it's like, yeah, can we do this? Yeah, of course we can. And I was kind of just marveling at the fact that I'm like, it's really fun to have been a part of this particular generation, I feel. Because I would say on the average, and I'm sure obviously there's people my age doing this, but when friends get together, they usually just, you know, watch football or something like that, I guess, and pee on stuff. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it's usually like a football or sports bonding thing or something like that, I feel. But we just hang out and play video games. And we're in our 40s, and I'm just like, I think the previous generation really does this. But I think going forward, that's going to be like a thing. And I was thinking about, someone said it, someone smarter than me, that there's going to be video game systems in the old folks' homes and we get to them. So I'm like, that's fucking great, by the way. So anyway, I'm rambling. But what I'm really just trying to get at is I had a fucking blast just going over to Chris's this week and just playing video games all day, basically taking a true day off. So yeah, it's important, those things. And so I've mentioned this on and off throughout the years, and I think we kind of had a show kind of similar to this maybe at some point when he came on, and I need to go back and check and see if we did this, but I always call, oh, that was a PS1 classic for me. And what I mean by that is when we would play games, usually on the PlayStation 1 or the 64 or something like that, or even the Dreamcast, honestly, I just call it a PS1 classic because it just rolls off the tongue better. But he'd have his boombox on his table, and I'd always bring over CDs and stuff and just put whatever I bought recently in it and or just stuff from his collection. And so, like, when I hear those albums now, it makes me think of those times. So on and off, I've been making this playlist on Spotify called PS1 Classics, and I put all the records that we used to listen to on there, the ones that are like the most memorable and the best ones, of course. I never really go outside of the pocket of that timeline unless we listen to something a lot from out of that timeline. But anyway, what I'm getting at is we did our best to kind of recreate that scene a few days ago, and he didn't know I was doing this. I showed up and I'm like, hey, by the way, I've been making this playlist. So yeah, we played the same games that we used to back in those days, listening to the same music. So it was just a fucking blast. So I just came upon these two songs when I was filtering out the 3 minute and 13 second songs. And I was like, hey, there's two PS1 classics right there. So this is going to be part of this next twofer. So even if these two songs make no sense being played back to back to you out there, it makes a whole hell of a lot of sense to me. So here you go. We're going to kick off this twofer with the Goldfinger.
Push and push, suppress the
All right, there you go. And especially fun too for me right there. And that one goes out, of course, to my brother Chris. We started things off with Goldfinger, and that song was called You Think It's a Joke, from their massively unappreciated third album called Stomping Ground. Like, anybody who bought their first album or two, if you're into that band, I feel like a lot of people didn't pull the trigger on the third one. The third one's just as good, if not maybe their best overall album. I mean, it's between the first and the third for me. Not that the second one is bad, but Stomping Ground is exceptionally good. It rocks a little more than the other two, so it's a nice balance of stuff. And we finished off that twofer with a really great deep track. My favorite deep track probably ever by that man, Rob Zombie, from his debut solo album, Hellbilly Deluxe. That was Meet the Creeper. And when I saw him do that live at Ozfest 99, Kerry King, who's in the news lately, Kerry King actually came up on stage and played that song with him. Pretty great. And I believe on that track is one of the tracks that Tommy Lee plays drums on that record. He plays drums on a couple of tracks, and that being one of them. So yeah, Meet the Creeper, it fucking rules. You always got to turn that one up. With this one, this next twofer, I had a bunch of random twofers lined up. They all made sense, so that makes me think, yeah, I'm probably going to have to go back to the well and revisit this theme next year. So hopefully you don't mind if I am very uncreative next year. I'm being creative this year, but next year I'll just be hacky and just be pulling out the same old tricks. But hey, the songs are going to be great. I can guarantee you that at least. So let's go with this twofer right here. I had some mid-school metal and some old school metal, and I had a cool kind of girl power double, but I think I'm going to go with the old school metal. Let's just be obvious. But let's play some old school metal that you probably wouldn't hear every day, even if you have the satellite radio or listen to random rock podcasts like this one. So this first one's going to be the most obvious of the two, and I'll save the other one for a surprise. But let's kick off my old school metal twofer right here with the very first Iron Maiden single, which is more proof positive that 3 minutes and 13 seconds is all you need. This is, of course, Women in Uniform. We'll be right back. Yet another cool random track, clocking in at 3 minutes and 13 seconds right there. That was Helix, One of Canada's Finest right there, from their 1984 record right there, Walking the Razor's Edge. And that was a deep cut on that album called Feel the Fire. Hope you enjoyed that. Looking forward to seeing how well that album does on the 1984 countdown that'll happen later on this year. It should be happening right around the beginning of summertime, I feel. So I'm going to close things off here with one of my all-time favorite songs from one of my all-time favorite albums. And once again, proof positive, 313 is all you need. This is a super obvious song, but I can't think of any other way to close off the show better than with this one right here. So here is Sir Elton John with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Never gets old for me, and I hope you enjoyed that as well. Closing off the show here today, the title track from one of the great albums of all time, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and of course that was Elton John. The other reason I needed to play that on principle, not just because it's one of my favorite songs ever, I mean I could always play it, it's my show, but it was 10 years ago today that I saw him live for the first and last time apparently. But honestly, like, the other reason I didn't see him again after that is I felt like that was just a perfect show, and I felt like I could just never go back again. Just one and done, one's all you need, perfect. He played most of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and then proceeded to play all the hits that I really, really wanted. I don't think he really missed anything that night that I was like, oh man, I wish he could play that. I mean, I guess with the exception of Who Wears Those Shoes, but they never play that anymore. Radio stations don't play it. Nobody plays it. I do love that song, though. But yeah, it's been 10 years since I saw Elton John. Just one of those perfect shows. Great memory. Nola took me for my birthday. Phenomenal. So, yeah. There you have it. There's my birthday show for the year. I am 45. Help me. So, yeah. I hope there's some people out there like, man, I'd give anything to be 45 again. I'm sure there are. Maybe. We'll see. Let me know if you're out there. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. If for no other reason, you got to hear some really great choice music. Of course, we'll be back on the next one. I had planned on putting out that episode where I celebrate 60 years since the Beatles played Ed Sullivan. I was going to put that out before this episode, and this day kind of caught up to me quicker than I thought. So that's going to be the next episode as far as I can tell. And then I'll do a few more before we get to the big, super spectacular 1974 retrospective. It should be a lot of fun. Hope you're having fun out there. Anybody who's actually listening to this that also wrote happy birthday on the Facebook, good for you. You're next level. And I love you. So yeah, thanks once again. If you're just hearing my voice, thank you for choosing to listen. All right, before I ramble any further, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Stay tuned for my aforementioned better half, Nola, with the plugs, and followed by the best damn outro song in all the podcasting business. Take it away, Nola.
We would like to thank you for taking the time to listen to the show today. You can reach us on Facebook or Twitter. We love getting messages and always do our best to respond. Every time you share our show, we give our cats Ruby and Ripley a treat. We are on Twitter at RockStrikes10, and the direct email is RockStrikes10@gmail.com. When you search for us, the number 10 is always spelled out. If you would like to support our show financially, we do have RockStrikes 10 shirts for sale. For $20, we will ship you out a high-quality, soft-as-heck, next-level branded shirt and a button. Send us an email or direct message for more details or to order. Please help us spread the word about this show and all of our other quality shows by listening, liking, subscribing, and sharing. Our official website is cnjradio.com. You can visit this site for all episodes of Rock Strikes 10 going all the way back to episode number 1. While you're on cnjradio.com, check out some of these other quality shows. The Wrestling House Show, a pro wrestling podcast unlike any other. The Synaptic Empire Audio Transmissions, hosted by Randy Brown, a true alternative. The Last Theater, starring Chris, where cinema's trash is treated like treasure. And the I Am Vinyl podcast with Pete LaRussa and occasionally Joey. We also highly recommend that you check out our good friend Mark Striegel, who can now be heard exclusively on SiriusXM as part of Ozzy's Boneyard and Hair Nation. Last, but certainly not least, we would like to give an extra special thanks to the great Pete LaRussa and the band Spacebeard for the best outro song in the business. Go to facebook.com/spacebeardband to purchase their music and make sure to tell them that Rock Strikes 10 sent ya. We hope you tune into the next show. Until then, have fun.
Post game show is brought to you by Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.